they made them all walk home, for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
Liam Jones?
Useless.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere. Thank
you. It's time for a magic moment with Margaret for Magic Hand Car Wash. Give someone that new car feeling with a Magic Hand Car Wash gift card from Australia's leading car wash. Visit magichcw.com.au.
That's how you do it. Give someone that new car feeling, Pixie. Magic Hand Car Wash gift card from the leading car wash at magichcw.com.au. Margaret, good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, boys. Well, it's pouring rain here. Pouring rain.
It is.
All the morning it's been raining.
Yeah, it's not going to stop for another hour or two, according to the kooky weather, so. Man.
It's going to spoil my day at the Cox Plate.
To keep you up overnight, did it, the rain?
Yeah, you would have heard it, Margaret, for sure.
I didn't hear. I can't hear it on this roof, but every time I got up, I looked out and it's still raining. Mm. It was raining before I went to bed and it's raining.
It's
pouring rain now. Looking out now.
Margaret, Mark Rothfield, who's our kooky weatherman, he said 32 mils overnight and it's still raining heavily outside now. So you would think if it keeps going, this might be an interesting track this afternoon for Moonee Valley.
Spoil it.
I hope not.
I love today. I was really gearing up for a good day. I was even going to think about ordering myself a pizza in. is that what they do? They order in, and is it Uber or I don't know what they call them? But I think I got the number there. I'll get the family to ring in and order me in a pizza.
Yeah,
boy, you know, they have finger food today.
Yeah, pizza day today.
Race day today, or an enchilada. They might go down and get me an enchilada.
She likes a Mexican. Give her that.
They go down and get me one about every 2 or 3 weeks, Wheezy Boy will go down and, would you like a pizza, like a enchilada tonight, Mum? Yep.
That'll do us.
Speaking of Wheezy, sorry, we missed the nod from Zipper on the way through there.
When you say Wheezy's name, that's what happens.
The Rock Wheeler. First things first, we'll get back to today, but we've got to get a few things sorted here. What did you think of Soss's interview with Gary and Tim?
I went off like a packet of crackers over that, I could tell you. I think Little should mind his own business and do his job. It's not the CEO's job to do the recruiting, is it? Am I wrong, Liam?
No. It's the list managers do that, and that was part of Soss's brief. Yep.
And if he wanted to have a say, I think his choice of words were not very good. Sabotage. Mm. I think that's wrong. Mm. So we've got to give Soss the benefit of the doubt there of saying the words are not right. Choose your words right, Little. It's Little, isn't it? L-I-double-D,
he's an old, he's an old teammate of mine, actually, Margaret. He played at Geelong.
Played the seconds with you for what, didn't he?
He played the
well,
couple of seconds.
Well, see, he's not a Carlton man, is he?
What do you
like
say that
like Soss says, he come out of nowhere. Ruling the roost.
Well, he come from Richmond. No. He's got a very good resume, Margaret. He's quite a smart operator, Kane, in fairness. But I know they didn't get along, and I understand all that, and I'm not going to get into this argument over it, but because I love Soss.
Do his job. He does it very well, I believe. He does his job well. He should have left it. Anyway, like we said, we'll leave that aside.
Did it break your heart a bit hearing him as angry? Not angry,
oh,
but as frustrated.
It broke my heart.
Well, he's one of your favourite players, wasn't he?
It upset me, actually.
You were a big fan of him as a player, Margaret. Big fan of him as a player. One of your favourites.
Oh, he was a great player.
He certainly was.
The Silvanis have been around since I was a girl.
Yeah, with Serge, yeah.
Yes, see, Serge, you know, Rita was there when they announced she was having the baby and went right through all of that with her. We all did. And then Stephen was issued with a Guernsey on the day he was born. They all played for the Guernsey, the Silvanis. Then Joe and he get married. We go through all that. His boys come along. They got Guernseys when they were born.
Hmm.
They used to run around that oval when they were little weeny tackers with the number on the back, you know, both in the same Guernsey. Now, you know, they probably have... There's probably indoor problems that I don't know anything about, and I shouldn't stick my bib in, I suppose, but I didn't like his choice of words, saying Stephen would sabotage. I think that's the last thing he'd do.
Oh, you wouldn't have. They certainly wouldn't have done that. So I don't
think. Anyway, we'll drop that one, will we?
He wouldn't have.
Get on to Siddle's hair. What about that? Was a fright. That gave me a fright too. Siddle's
Peter Siddle's hair.
What?
Oh, Peter Siddle, yeah.
Peter Siddle's hair. I nearly dropped. I thought, who's this guy? Haven't seen him. My God. Talk about white. Oh,
what did you think of it?
Oh, shocking. Shocking, Peter. Grow up. Grow up. Get your... Grow up.
He's a bit old for... old to be getting the blonde roots. Come on, Sids.
Oh,
have you been watching
old.
The Shield cricket?
Yes, I did. As Tim Payne, 111. That was good.
Yeah, it was. Yes, his first 100
years. But it's a bit of tippity-tip. It's a bit slow. But look, and Green, he's a good one to find. Well, we haven't just found him. We knew he could play, but we haven't seen much of him. I think we might see a bit of Green.
Oh, he's a very nice player, yeah. He has, wait until you see him bowl, Margaret. He bowls, according to my man at the CA, he bowls something in around about the 145 kilometres an hour mark.
So
they actually think that he's a bowling all rounder, which is even better because his batting is very exciting. So anyway, but it's one to watch for the future.
Yep.
He reminded me a bit of Funky Colin Miller, the Peter Siddle look
with his hair. Yeah.
Oh yes. Looking forward to seeing him. I'm looking forward to seeing him. Mm. So that was good. Yes, but watch a bit of the cricket. I like the cricket.
You do.
See our cyclists come home, but they got a win over there in the cup.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you
don't miss a thing.
There's not a thing you miss.
I've done the news update here. Picks it on going, what? Peter Sill's got new hair. I knew
he had a new hair, but I didn't know about the cycling. So Sammy Edmonds here, he'll tell us.
Two fellas got a win. Got a first over there. So there you go. Can't remember their names, but I should write them down when I hear them. But all I hear is, the Aussie boys coming home, and that's
all we
makes
want.
Me happy when I hear that.
Is it Jai Hindley or Hindley?
What about Kane Corns? He was like the boy that fell out of the cart last week. Everything was wrong.
he
started off tipping with Collingwood the week before. They only come up for numbers. Wrong, Kane. Then he doubted Walsh's mark. Wrong, Kane. We should have got two. We should have got the goal too.
Yep.
And then he tipped Port to win. Wrong, Kane. He was the boy that fell out of the cart. All his predictions went up to putt.
he's poor old Kane. He cops it every Saturday morning on the show. All he does is work.
He's never sweet off me. I kept saying on the weekend, wrong, Kane. All to myself here. Wrong, Kane, you're wrong. You're wrong again. Like the boy that fell out of the car.
Very funny.
Hey,
poor Kane.
Mark,
poor Kane.
We love you dearly. Have a wonderful day with the pizza and enchiladas with the family.
Who are you actually barracking for today, Margaret? Who do you think will win?
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong. We're always on the ball. Yeah, I do know the rest, but
that's what I like to hear, Margaret.
Good on you, Margaret. Is there one other song to finish as you play us out?
You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Listen, can I send a cheerio to my sister who's getting operated on tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely.
At the Royal Mail, my youngest sister. Good luck, darling.
Is that Dottie?
See you when you get home. Dottie.
Yeah,
good on you, Dottie.
Dorothy Helen.
Hey, while you're there, Margaret, too, you did bring to our attention some months ago in a very emotive call of arms to the community about how tough it would be in the nursing homes today to not be able to stay up probably.
Yes, I'm thinking of them all the time today. When I first woke up this morning, I thought, it's usually a buzz. It's really a buzz. They're getting around. They've got their scarves and their beanies and there's a symbol hanging outside their door. It's really a buzz. Well, you know, that's not going to be there for them today. I mean, I think that they will. I think the nursing homes will still go on with a bit of it for them. I hope they do. I haven't been able to go in and see because of the virus. But I hope they do make something of it for them. But only the ones that can sit up in their room will be able to see it. But usually they wheel them down, whether they can... you know, even though they can't participate, they usually wheel them down and set them all up for the grand final during the day, and they have finger food for them, party pies, and all those sandwiches and all of everything different for them. Have every photo of every footballer on the wall of both sides, and balloons and ribbons and each colour.
We join you, Margaret.
I don't know whether they'll do that. I hope they do do it.
We're thinking of everyone in every nursing home today. Enjoy the day as best you can. It's been a really, really tough year. And our thoughts are with everyone today on grand final day. And you know, you're right, I hope there's some streamers up and they're all getting into
spirit
as best they can. And thanks for your community sentiment, Margaret, all the way through this. It's been unbelievable. We'll speak to you next Saturday. God bless.
Good on you, Margaret.
Love to you all, both of you. Good luck, darling. Bye.
Bye, Margaret. Margaret from Sunbury joining us on grand final morning.
Tell you what
a great way to start the day.
Always fantastic when we get Margaret on. It's people listening to us everywhere. We've got a mate of mine who's just moved to Kundrook, who's listening on 3HS.
There you are.
There you go, Hutch. Kundrook, isn't it? Well, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
3HS, you sure?
3SH. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
3HS. 3SH.
3SH in Swan Hill. Mighty.
That's the one.
Gatto, the local station manager. We'll have them all up and about this morning for the grand final. This is Off the Bench, grand final day edition, wherever you're listening right around the country.